Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
It was not the finish to the preseason that the Bills wanted. Sloppy play and turnovers put them in an early 21-0 hole, and they were never able to overcome it in what wound up being a 35-13 loss to the Lions. They had trouble on offense all game long as they ran a reduced package of plays with the new quarterbacks Matt Leinart and Thad Lewis playing the entire game. Head coach Doug Marrone was less than pleased with the performance.
The one thing that's disappointing, and we spoke to the players about it really from day one, is what's been hurting us for a long period of time has been the turnover ratio. And when you give up three turnovers, obviously close in the red zone or in your side of the 50, and really you give them 21 points, and then you have a personal foul, which leads to another touchdown, it's very difficult to overcome those things and win games. So, for us, I told the team, we are not going to be that football team.
I would not sit here and make an excuse. Could have played better, and I didn't. And you just move on. And I was obviously just hoping to maybe get in there again in the second half and kind of redeem myself. But you can't turn the ball over in this league and expect to win. And it's tough. But I was thankful to be here. And we'll see what happens. Obviously, after that performance, it can't be anything good. I would think, but.
Clem have to look at the film, obviously, and see exactly what was going on. But I think it was probably just a little miscues, just one person here, one person there, that kind of maybe missed tackle. But like I said, I'm going to have to look at it and really figure it out.
Among the few bright spots in Thursday's game were linebacker Marcus Doughton, who had an interception, a tackle for a loss, and a quarterback pressure that led to an incompletion, and Marcus Easley, who had the only Buffalo touchdown in this game, a 79-yard reception on a go route from Thad Lewis.
He played way off, and it was a slant and go. And I just took my time breaking the slant. I seen him take a step or two up, and after that, I just took off. Thaddeus, he threw a beautiful pass, ran right under it, and it was just a foot race after that.
That's the one thing I've admired about Marcus. Marcus has really done a lot of good things in camp. We missed a slant on the fourth down, which is a big play, but I tell you what, I give him credit. He comes back and he makes the big play on the go, for the touchdown. So, and I think that's what you're looking for in players. In other words, when adversity hits and you don't make a play, what do? Do you come, you got to come back and make one, and he did.
Anytime I'm out there on the field, it's one of those things where I try to make every play a highlight. So, it's one of those things where if I can help out the team, in any way and rally the guys up, that's what I'm going to do.
Coach Marrone chose to sit almost all of his starters, including undrafted rookie quarterback Jeff Toole, in an effort to protect them from injury, and it proved to be a wise decision as Buffalo lost two players in this game. Doug Legursky, the offensive lineman, going down with a serious knee injury, had to be carted off the field. Head coach Doug Marrone said it did not look good, but did not have conclusive results at the end of the game. Brad Smith also left the game with a rib injury. X-ray results were not yet available post-game. The Bills coaches have some tough decisions to make. They've got to reduce this roster to 53 by 6 p.m. on Saturday. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.